We're joined now by Allie Ingersoll of Investigative Post. Allie is reporting on a notice of claim filed in court Thursday involving an altercation between two white police officers and an African-American man in May. Allie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Tell us what happened.
So this incident dates back to Mother's Day. It involves a young man. He's 30 years old. His name is Quentin Suttles. And it also involves two Buffalo police officers named Ronald Ammerman and Michael Hsu. Now, according to police, Suttles was driving down a one-way street going the wrong way, and that's when they pulled him over. And when they pulled him over, they said that they smelled marijuana. And when we saw this video initially, it was a video from his girlfriend that was shot from her perspective, and that was released the day after that all of this happened, so back in early May. However, yesterday, Suttles' attorney, his civil attorney, released the body camera footage from police from that incident. So it's showing a different view of what exactly Suttles is claiming happened. So you can see in the video, both these videos, that there is a scuffle between the two. And from the video that his girlfriend shot and that we saw in May, you can see that Suttles is being hit repeatedly in the head over and over again. We counted 8 times that he's hit in the head. And in that, he is shouting and asking for police officers to stop. And by the end of this, he wound up being taken into custody, and he had a broken eye socket and a broken scapula. And he was charged with 5 different counts, including destroying evidence, which is a felony charge, and resisting arrest, obstruction, and 2 traffic infractions.
Now, is there an official investigation into what happened?
There are 2, actually. So the Internal Affairs Unit is investigating this, and the District Attorney's Office is also looking into this to see exactly what happened on that day. They are using this body camera footage as evidence, so it was pretty unique that we were able to see this ahead of time, but we are able to do that because it is part of the civil suit.
Are the officers still working?
They are. They are both still on the job right now. There have been numerous calls from community members, from local activists, to get them off of the job while these investigations are ongoing. However, they do remain on the job. I spoke with the spokesperson for Buffalo Police yesterday to confirm that that is still the case. I also asked that now that there's new video out there that at this point thousands of people have seen, if that's going to change. And I was told that no, the commissioner is not going to take any additional action in the meantime, and that they are going to remain on the job while the internal affairs investigation is ongoing.
Now, you talked with the police union leader. What did he have to say?
He said that he believes that this video will clear these officers, that it is totally justifiable. That is something that John Evans has said since the very beginning, since May, when I first spoke with him about this, and he believes that it's justifiable.
Allie, thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Allie Ingersoll is a journalist with Investigative Post.